Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 9, 1921. Here is a story which is as strange as it is truthful. 18 years ago, Mrs. W.F. Hunter, 528 Chicago Street, lost a diamond ring down a washbowl drainpipe. Efforts were immediately made for its recovery. The drainpipes were removed from bathroom to basement. The pipes in the yard were uprooted, but all search failed to disclose the valuable gem. The diamond was given up as lost. Yesterday, Moses Moulton, a street department worker, was dispatched to investigate a sewer pipe under the walks of the Hunter residence, a pipe which had become clogged. Moulton had discovered that the root of a tree had grown through a small part of a joint of sewer pipe. Up on one projection of this root was encircled the diamond ring, which had been lost for 18 years. The astonished Moulton returned the ring to its owner. The Elgin Post number 57 of the American Legion jumped from 27th place in membership last year to 5th place in Illinois, according to figures given by F. K. McCarty, chairman of the Kane County Central Committee. Figures taken June 30th show that the Elgin Post to have a total membership of 822. Every post in the state shows an increase in membership over last year. No one expected an airplane to visit Elgin today, but one popped out of the clouds at 2 o'clock and landed on the Hornbeck Field. The aviator is Fish Hassel, representing an aerial advertising firm. Mr. Hassel flew from Rockford in 36 minutes, 51 miles. The aviator, who is a wartime flyer, will remain here to take passengers aloft at $10 a ride. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.